Today's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Here's what's coming up on the mayor's office.
Because you see guys lining out, and sometimes you're like, oh, man, I feel good. You know, because you want to feel good. So you want to tell people you're feeling good. I remember going to Leland one day. I'm like, hey, Lay Skip. I'm like, another line out. I was just, I lined out for like a week straight. I couldn't get a hit, but I was lining out. But I felt good. I actually did. They're like, hey, Skip. I was like, I'm telling you, I feel good up there. I feel good up there. He kind of looks at me with this little grin. He goes, well, how about you start feeling like horse shit and getting some hits? And I'm in love with the good life. Can't give it up. Make it to the top and keep climbing. I wanna live it up. I'm the good life. I'm coming up. The good life, oh, good life. Coming in hot, JT. What's going on, brother? How was your weekend?
Weekend was good, man. Got to clean up a little around here. You know, Justice got opening day is Thursday, bro. Here we go.
Wow, I know, dude. I didn't tell you because it's a new developing story. I'm throwing out the first pitch for the Reds Thursday.
What?
Opening day, dude. They just Phil Castellini called me. The owner of the Reds said, "You want to throw out the first pitch?" I'm like, "Better believe I do,
bro." Respond, host of the mayor's office.
Down there. Dude, I gotta start throwing though. I'm a little nervous.
You should get your jersey to say like and subscribe instead of Casey.
Like and subscribe to the mayor's office.
Dude, that's bro. So fun. Are you nervous?
Well, yeah, I'm nervous, dude. First off, I'm a little nervous, which is good. And also the same part of your brain says you're nervous is the same part that says you're excited. So I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excitedly nervous. The question is, you know, I always hear that. I always, you know, you remember the documentary when George Bush is like, I was talking to Derek Jeter underneath. He says, no, Mr. President, you got to go for the mound. I'm like, do you? That's nerve wracking, dude. I'm not George W. Bush. You just freaking put it right, painted one right middle in one of the greatest first pitches we've ever.
The greatest ever, by far. Yeah. So you're not going to go. You don't have to. You don't have to. You could. So I don't think you have to. I think like, did you see Stephen A? Well, he was with Stephen A. Smith, dude. You were in.
I was there when he freaking botched it.
I know, but there's more pressure on him. There's not as much pressure on you. You had shoulder surgeries and stuff. Like,
yeah, I was on my non-throwing shoulder.
Stop! I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to give you some back. Just don't do a Baba Booey, bro, and you'll be fine. Is that what you're scared about?
What Baba Booey do?
Oh, it was like him. Him and the mayor of
Mayor of Cincinnati, dude. When Eric Davis, he threw it 40 feet to the right. Eric Davis, it was like Eric Davis. Look, and all wait, also too, 50 Cent. Remember 50 Cent?
Terrible.
What was he doing with? I mean,
I don't know, man. You say it all the time, dude. I don't know. See, I feel like there's more pressure on Stephen A. Smith because he talks a lot of trash about people. You're everybody's favorite guy. It's like, Sean's getting older.
Dude, somebody told me the other day to do this. I'm like, I ain't lobbing it in there, dude. I'm not doing that. I'm in good shape, dude. I'm gonna let it rip.
Let it rip. You want it? You know, first of all, if you're gonna, you're not throwing, you got to think about if you're gonna throw from the mound or not.
I don't know what I'm doing.
See, if you are, I heard somebody say, you're better off throwing it sidearm.
I am going to throw it sidearm 100% anyhow, dude. I always drop down when I threw down here, like three quarters. So I'm throwing, because if you miss, you miss left to right. You don't want to miss, sail it or spike it up here. That's what I would do. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting for me.
Dude, and also, too, Pokey Reese and Dimitri Young are going to be the grand marshals for the parade. So we got one-third of the 99 team back together. So that's going to be awesome. Dude, there's nothing like opening day in Cincinnati and Cincinnati, bro, period. I don't care. 30 other teams, line them up. Cincinnati's opening day is number one. No doubt about it, dude. They're the number one team, first team ever in baseball, Cincinnati Red Stockings. It was always a tradition that opening day always started in Cincy. That's why it was such a big deal. We have a huge parade starting at noon. Then they bring everybody into the main area. That's where that picture behind me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's an all-time Casey picture.
That was the Grand Marshal, I think, in 2018. Yeah. 2018, bro. Cool. One of the coolest times of my life. You get in that square right there. There's thousands of people. Thousands.
No kids go to school on that day, right? No
dude,
kids go to school.
No kids going to school. That. Teachers don't go. Teachers call in sick. Everybody does. So it's going to be incredible. I'm really excited, man. Really, really excited.
So cool, man. Proud of you. Yeah. It's
great. Just to be back in Cincy in front of that packed house.
I love it.
I mean, sold out. You know, and dude, they're excited about this team, man. This team is, you know, being at Reds Fest this year. This team's got some pieces, man. They got Christian Encarnacion, Strand. He rakes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, De La Cruz. McLean's battling a little bit of injury, but he's gonna be one of the best players in the game. Spencer Steer. You know that rotation. You know Hunter Green at the top there. Abbott. Lodolo. They're absolutely. They're loaded, man. They're absolutely loaded. So top to bottom, it's going to be an exciting team, and that they're fired up about it. And Will Benson,
a lot of youth too, man. There's nothing more exciting than having.
Yeah, Jake Fraley. They got some good players, dude, in that lineup, man.
Yeah, and hey, another one of your former teams that has good players. Yankees making some roster moves that clicked for a lot of people, especially here in New York. Gil,
yeah.
I did not realize his spring training, 2-0, 2.87 ERA, 5 games, 3 starts, 15.2 innings, 23 Ks, and a .83 whip. He's a stud, man. He's
talk about earning it. I mean, obviously with G. Cole being down, it opened up a spot, and you know they had some good options too, because Will Warren, who's their number 8 prospect, he's got some good stuff too. There are a lot of different guys in the mix, but man, Gill's 23 punchouts in 15 2/3 innings. That means you're missing barrels, bro. And when you're missing barrels, you start to get the eyes of the brass. The brass start to say, "Hey, listen, how about Gill stuff?" And mid to upper 90s fastball with some wipeout stuff. I mean, this guy, that's a nice little. Nice to see how he's going to do this season, because you always got to root for the rookies.
Yeah, especially plus 24 years old, you come into camp, you don't know if you're going to make a roster. It shows a little intestinal fortitude when you come out and pitch as well as you do, you know. You're on the Yankees, dude. It's not like you're doing sim games against Aaron Judge.
Right, and exactly.
Soto. You're probably getting better just playing against those guys every day.
Yeah, you just got to feel like you belong there, dude. You know what I mean? That's at the end of the day. And that's what you prove. That's why it's spring training when you're a young kid. You're a veteran guy. You're trying to get ready for the season. You're a young guy. You're actually coming in trying to impress.
Right.
You're trying to show, hey, I got some skills here that could help you guys at the big league level. So
pretty cool. 24-year-old Sean Casey wouldn't have gone up to Jim Leland and be like, "Hey, Jim, do I really have to take the road?" What is Jim Leland say to that 24-year-old kid?
yeah. What's going on here? You know what I mean? Yeah. Dude, I got a great Jim Leland story. I was telling my buddy Chris McNamara yesterday at the Kent State game. I remember one time going into the because you see guys lining out, and sometimes you're like, "Oh man, I feel good," you know, because you want to feel good. So you want to tell people you're feeling good. I remember going to Leland one day. I'm like, "Hey, let's skip." I'm like, another line out. I was just, I'd lined out for like a week straight. I couldn't get a hit, but I was lining out. But I felt good. I actually did. They're like, "Hey, Skip." I was like, "I'm telling you, I feel good up there. I feel good up there." He kind of looks at me with this little grin. He goes, "Well, how about you start feeling like horse shit and getting some hits?" That's so good. "Hey, Skip, I'm really feeling good up there right now. How about you start feeling horse shit and get some hits?"
I'm like, that's the truth. Oh my God.
So good. Hey, so across town in New York here, another dude who is making a huge impression. He was a flyer take for the Mets, but Luis Severino, I'm going to give you his spring training numbers. 2-0, 1.29 ERA, started 4 games. 14 innings pitched, 12 Ks, 0.71 whip, which is huge for him because whip was a problem.
Yeah, walks, hits per innings pitch. Yeah. That's huge, yeah. Well, dude, you know what? Sevy's got great stuff. When I was there in New York, I'm like, how is this guy getting hit? Hmm. He's still throwing 99.
Yeah.
Right? But it looked really good, and his slider wasn't as good, so – I know when I know Carlos Mendoza is so excited to have Severino in that rotation. He was with him in New York when he was dominant. I think last year could have been just a little bit of a hiccup for Sevy. Yeah. Coming back from an injury, kind of grinding a little bit, never got on the right track. Mentally, it seemed like he was kind of scuffling confidence-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in a new situation. You're still in New York, so you got familiarity. And you're there, and you're ready to go. I think Severino's going to do it. If he's back, that's a huge boost for the Mets, because we're not really talking about him in that rotation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And he was a legit one a few years ago. So yeah. He still has great stuff, and that's a great, great sign that Sevy had such a good spring for the Mets.
Yeah, and, you know, in this day and age, everything's about 20. The guys in their early 20s, and you got to get up there, and you got to – you know, pitchers, I think it's a little different. You go back – him and Outlider are two completely different pitchers, but Outlider was going to be the ace of the Yankees, hurt himself, had injuries. Severino's had injuries. Leiter didn't really make it till he was 29 or 30 years old. He didn't become Outlider. Luis Severino since age 30, 29 going on 30 right now. He's already just turned 30. So you can figure out, hey, this is a good question for you too, because I was watching the Yankees were playing the Mets the other day, and Meredith did an interview with Mendoza, and she asked him a great question. She's like, how weird is it being in this facility and it's not your team anymore? And he was like, whoa. He explained the whole thing about, like, oh, I'm trying to walk to the wrong dugout and all this.
Oh, stuff. Dude.
Did you go back to Cincy ever?
Bro.
Was it hard?
One of the weirdest, I must say. That's a great question, dude. We never brought this up. One of the weirdest feelings I've ever had as a human being was when in 2006, after being traded from the Reds, we opened, our second series was in Cincinnati with the Pirates. Mm-hmm. And dude, just like not being able to pull in the players lot, coming in a different entrance to the game, walking to the visitors clubhouse, but yet you're in Cincy. Like you're there, you're like, I should be, and you almost feel like I should be in the other dugout. I should be in the other clubhouse. Like you almost feel betrayed. It's the weirdest thing. And I don't know if betrayed's the word as much it is like, I don't know. It's just so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable after 8 years of your eyes seeing player lot through the door, hide the security guards and into the clubhouse, home clubhouse. Rick Stowe, what's up? Make a right to my locker. Boom. Whole routine. Get dressed, go get something to eat, bam, to the cages, do my T-work, come on back, get ready for batting practice, head on out to the field, you know, get my routine. Then 6 o'clock, I go in and do my, you know, my Bible reading, my mental game of baseball and my meditation. Come out of there, bam, get dressed, get ready, go run my 10 sprints, get ready for the game, bam, out to first base. I mean, for 8 years, dude.
I know.
Next thing you know, you're coming in, you're like, wow, I'm in the same place. This isn't what I do.
Yeah.
This feels so weird.
And they still
know my buddies over there. Like those are the people I grew up with. I'm 23 years old till I was 31. Those are the people I know. I grew up in that club. It's a weird thing. So for Mendoza, dude, he's been there his whole life. For him to be there, I mean, it's weird. It's weird. Even though he's the manager, even though all that stuff, it's weird, man. It is. That is one of the weirdest things ever.
It's facts, man. It goes with everything. Everything you do in life, you stop doing it. Life, the world keeps spinning. That's the crazy thing.
Dude, everything goes forward. Everything moves forward. I saw Deion Sanders had a good thing on the Ed Milet podcast the other day. He has a new book out, which is let me see. Got a new book. Here it is, baby. Right here. I just bought it.
Oh, nice.
Deion Sanders, Elevate and Dominate. And he had a good point about everything in life moves forward, points forward. Your ears are forward. Your eyes are forward. Your feet are forward. Everything is forward. But so you're right, Chin. It's like when you think things should be a different way. No, man, everything's going forward. Just keep going. Just keep going. It's going to be a little different, but just keep going. Keep progressing. You want happiness? You want progress. Keep going. Keep going. Don't go backwards.
No,
you know, that's not where we're not meant to go backwards, you know?
Hey, man, the year after Derek Jeter retired, there was another guy standing at shortstop for the Yankees.
That's it, dude. That's the bottom line.
Somebody, you know, Tom Brady leaves the game, there's another guy right behind him.
Yeah, when Barry Bonds left baseball, you know, you're like,
yeah,
no one even talked about it. It's just
unbelievable.
That, and that's a weird thing for a player too. When you're done playing, I want to tell guys all the time, hey, listen, stay humble. First off, you didn't get there on your own, so stay humble. And the second thing is, when you're done playing, no one cares. Mm-hmm. Everyone moves on with their life. Everyone has their own things. This is the funny thing. I'm excited. I'm nervous about throwing out the first pitch of the game. Well, dude, Spencer Steer is nervous about opening day. He wants to get some knocks. So does De La Cruz. So does David Bell. He wants a win. The fans are so excited. They're with their families and they're going to the games. Like, everybody has their stuff, dude. Everybody has their own mind, right? So like when you, when you think you're so important, you're not. You're important to yourself, and you should be. And you should be. You should be important to yourself so that you can treat others right and you can take care of other people. But at the end of the day, you're right, man. Everyone's kind of in their own dream and going in their own lane, you know? My most important thing on Thursday, dude, is freaking throwing a ball close to the plate. Am I going to go from the mound or in front? Well, everyone else, 50,000 people are going to be there. They got, am I getting five-way Skyline chili with a side of chili or two Coney dogs? Am I going to get this beer, that beer? Am I going to, am I getting the nachos Bel Grande with salsa and cheese? Am I putting the jalapenos on there? Or has some dude already been in there with his hands picking out the jalapenos? seriously, dude, I'm saying everyone is fired up for Thursday in their own mind. They're going to do their own thing. So, yeah. It's cool to think that sometimes when people say crap about you, hey, listen, they're in their own dream. You're a secondary character, man. I'm the main character of mine. Rich Cinciamino is the main character in his. At the end of the day, what you think in your mind is the most important thing.
That's so true, man. So true. By the way, one of our fans asked if you can sign a can of Skyline chili for us.
Are you serious?
I have not responded yet, but I'll see. I'll see if I can get
have them send it to you.
Yeah, but hey, what I will say is thank you all. You guys are liking and subscribing to the YouTube channel. We're like 1,000 closer. We're less than 1,000 closer to one. We can give away this jersey, the Sean Casey jersey.
We're moving it up. We need 4,000 subscribers. I met a buddy of mine the other day. I said, hey, listen, I've been listening to your show for a little bit. I never download subscribe, but I want that jersey. So
there you go.
The Yankee jersey, 72.
Let's go.
Remember, Mantle and Jeter together is 72.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, a lot of people are putting those two names together. Like you said, what do we say, Mickey Jeter or?
Yeah.
Fans are. Maybe tomorrow I'll read off some fans have some ideas for like the greatest combo.
Derek Mantle.
Yeah. Barry.
What? Barry Williams.
There is a Barry Williams
and Barry Bonds.
Barry Williams is Greg from the. From the Brady Bunch, isn't he?
That's right, he is.
That's Barry Williams.
Yeah. Marsha.
Yeah, man. All right. Good start. This is
I wanted to touch on really quick.
Yeah.
The Yankees are in Mexico City, dude. That's a big deal. Out there in Mexico. My man Juan Castro, who coached Mexico City last year, and they won the whole thing. That's a really cool thing. It's great for baseball to see.
Yesterday.
It was cool. Yeah, and then you saw the fans are going nuts. Mariano Rivera threw out the first pitch. Just a really cool.
That's the Yankees of that area, which I learned a lot about yesterday. How about Robinson Cano playing for the Mets team, going like four knocks and a homer?
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that, dude. How about Trevor Bauer started for them?
Started. Oh, my God. The vitriol. Wow. Like, people. I mean, that is the most polarizing thing going on right now, dude.
Really?
On the internet. That way, because it's not reality, but people are just, you're one way or the other on that. But he's throwing hard at 99. I don't know.
Yeah, wow.
It happens. I still don't know.
How did he do? Pretty well.
Yeah, dude. He shut him out. People are complaining because he had walks, but apparently the altitude there is worse than Colorado.
2,000. It's like 7,200 in Mexico City.
Yeah, but I mean, he lit it up. So the argument against it is that none of the big Yankees were in there, but he struck out Volpe at one point. Like, there were Yankees in the lineup. Who knows?
Yeah.
However, Volpe, you want to argue how Bauer pitched is however you feel about Bauer. That's what online looks like right now. Like, some people think he pitched awesome. Some people think he didn't. And it's all based on, I think, personality.
It's all based on what you think of him.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You're talking about improvements and doing better. This is 2 days in a row that I forgot to charge my lights. Now I'm sitting here.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to get better at that today. I'm going to go charge it right now. And then you got to get out and just start loosening your arm, dude. Start doing some stretches.
Dude, my son Andrew's home for spring break. I said, hey, Bubs, we got to throw.
Dude, this is it, though. Al Leiter just says, you got to do this one all the time. This is the biggest one.
This one?
Yeah, you feel it? You feel
all that? Right. Well, maybe I get Kremchek out there, see if he can help me, you know,
yeah,
get ready.
Shit, I'm stretching out.
All see, right, look dude. At my left one. This is the one I had surgery on twice. See how it doesn't move it as well?
Totally does not move as much.
Look at this one.
Yeah.
This is full speed with this one.
Man,
it looks like slow motion, doesn't it?
Think about being a football. Now think about being a football running back and being in your 50s now. With their
oh, are you kidding me, dude? Forget it.
Crazy
chance.
Nice
chance. All right, brother.
Best day today, man.
Yeah, have a great rest of the day, dude. And I'll catch you. I'll catch you later, probably some point.
Of course.
Everyone out there, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Subscribe, download, get that number to 4,000. Bam, Yankee jersey coming at you. Derek Mantle. Mickey Jeter, whatever you think it is, number 72, baby. There won't be too many, not too many of them out there. All right, Chanchy, see you, brother. See you tomorrow.